Blog Talk Radio. Ron, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, shalom, 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 and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Salka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Recruit Aaron.
And once again, you're tuned into The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And before we get tonight's on peace and blessings to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel, Holy Apostles, share our peace as a document. The Apostles, Holy Apostles, and Chief Archbishop, Holy Apostles, and Chief Archbishop. Belong to the Comforters, 42 chief priests and elect ladies of our nation and holy women. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishop cities, boroughs, and units and departments. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel. Starting off with the Major 13 Shield General. I want to say shalom to all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the new Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the young men and the young women's academy. I want to say shalom to the citizens of our nation, the daughters of Zion, the sisters of our nation. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the prince and princesses of our nation, the children of our nation, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's show topic is, is it a sin to drink wine, strong drink, or distilled spirits? Make it plain, is it a sin to drink alcohol? So we're going to jump right into this topic because, again, for years, you know, growing up in a family that was very religious, it was taboo to talk about alcohol in church, and, you know, even though, you know, family members drunk alcohol, but it was a thing where if you went to church, if you was devout, then you was frowned upon. If you wanted to drink or you didn't drink at family functions, you just drunk grape juice, and, you know, then you had the different dogmas out there and TV shows, you know, oh, you a sinner. You drink wine and you go to church, you drink alcohol. And, you know, I always think about Ned the Wino and on the different TV shows that I grew up watching. But again, according to the Word of God, according to the Scriptures, according to the Holy Bible, is it a sin to drink alcohol? Let's get Ecclesiastes in the Apocrypha. Ecclesiastes in the King James Apocrypha, chapter 31. Verse 27, 28, and 29, and please pause after each verse.
Ecclesiastes chapter 31, verse 27. Wine is as good as life to a man. If it be drunk moderately.
See what the Bible is saying, brothers and sisters. It says wine is as good as life to a man if it be drunk moderately. You understand that? Take your time. Act like you got some sense. Drink it in moderation. Meaning a little bit at a time, a glass. What's wrong with drinking a glass of wine? Why you got to try to drink the whole bottle? What you trying to prove? Read.
What life is then to a man that is without wine?
See what the Bible says, brothers and sisters. What life is it to a man that is without wine? Read.
It was made to make men glad.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It said wine was made to make men and women happy, glad. This, we're reading the Bible, brothers and sisters. What verse did you end off at?
27.
Okay, read.
Verse 28. Wine, measurably drunk, and in season, bringeth gladness of the heart. And And cheerfulness of the mind.
Okay, read that entire verse again.
Wine, measurably drunk, and in season, bringeth gladness of the heart and cheerfulness of the mind.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It said wine, measurably drinking, in moderation, like you got some sense. It says, and in season. Make sure the wine is in season. Make sure it was a good year when it bottled the wine. You understand that? That's a good thing right there. Read.
28. And cheerfulness of the mind.
Make your mind cheerful. Make your heart cheerful, glad. Read. Well, you know, they call that tipsy. Read.
Verse 29. But wine, drunken with excess, maketh bitterness of the mind, with brawling and quarreling.
You see that, brothers and sisters? If you drink too much wine, if you go overboard with the wine, you can lose your mind. This causes bitterness of the mind. It says, what else does it cause? It says quarreling, and what else? And brawling. Be out there fighting and carrying on. Wind up locked up over the weekend. Because you know if you get locked up on Friday night, you ain't getting out until Monday. You get locked up Saturday night, you ain't getting out until Monday. So again, brothers and sisters, you want to do things like the Bible says, decently and in order. Again, the Bible tells you to drink in moderation, and don't drink excess of it. You understand that? Whether you in the home or out in public, you definitely don't want to drink excess out in public. You're going to embarrass yourself, your family, and your nation. You definitely want to drink excess in your own home because you're going to be like a lion in your house. Embarrass yourself, you know what I'm saying? Embarrass your wife. Your children are going to be mocking you and all that. So you don't want to do that. Let's get Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 22. And pause at these break, please. Verse, rather.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter.
Just like we brought out last Saturday night when we were in New York, we brought out the light represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the darkness represents the devil, wickedness, Satan, ignorance. You know what I'm saying? In this wicked world we live in, they call the evil good. And they call the good evil. That lets you know that this is an evil, wicked world. And they're definitely dealing with the knowledge of good and evil, which is not good.
Verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
Again, you're wise in your own eyes. Meaning the only person think you're wise is yourself. You understand that? Nobody else has said that you're wise. You understand that? You haven't proven yourself. You basically, you run around boasting and calling yourself wise. Read.
Verse 22. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink.
It says, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine. You get that wine in your system, all of a sudden you Superman. You invincible. You Muhammad Ali. And what was the last part?
And men of strength to mingle strong drink.
Again, brothers and sisters, you don't supposed to drink for courage. You understand that? We call that beer muscles. And you don't mix strong drink. You understand that? You don't want to do that. You don't want to mix vodka with cognac. You don't want to mix rum with brandy. You understand that, brothers and sisters? The definition of the word mingle, to mix or bring together in combination, usually without loss of individual characteristics. Some of the synonyms for mix. To mix so that the components become united, merged. Didn't say that. Definition of mighty. Having or showing great strength or force or intensity. So the only time you show yourself to be a mighty man is when you got some drink in you. That's fugazi. You understand that? That's fake. That's corny. You understand that? You ain't supposed to be doing that, brothers. You're supposed to be a mighty man anyway because you're a man of God, a woman of God. The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. You don't need no alcohol in your system to show yourself to be a mighty man. What's wrong with you? Let's get Ecclesiasticus in the King James Apocrypha, chapter 31, verse 25. We're going to back this up that you don't need wine in your system to be a mighty man, a mighty woman. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You understand that?
Ecclesiasticus, chapter 31, verse 25. Shew not thy valiantness in wine, for wine has destroyed many.
See that, brothers and sisters? It says, show not thy valiantness in wine. Don't get no wine in you all of a sudden. Now you a mighty strong man. It says, why? It says, what has destroyed many, sir?
For wine has destroyed many.
You see that? A lot of people been destroyed from wine. Out there, you drinking to get courage, and you out there, you ready to fight this person, that person, wind up dead in the parking lot. You understand that? Be beating on your woman and all that, and your woman finally get sick and tired of it and kill you behind. Or call her brothers and her uncles and her daddy, and they come kill you behind. You know, you're supposed to know how to act, man. When it comes to drinking, I see why a lot of people in the church think that drinking is a sin. Because some of y'all drink and you get the demons, you get the D's on you, you get demons on you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to cut it out, man. Let's get Ecclesiasticus in the King James Apocrypha, chapter 9, verse 9.
Ecclesiastes 9 and 9.
Ecclesiasticus.
Oh.
In the Apocrypha.
Sit not at all with another man's wife, nor sit down with her in thine arms, and spend not thy money with her at the wine, lest thine heart incline unto her, and so through thy desire thou fall into destruction.
You see that? And this is real big. This is real big in African American Latino communities where a male coworker will go out with a female coworker for a drink after work. Instead of she going home to her man, let's go out and have a drink. Let's go out after work and have a drink. The Bible says you are not supposed to be having a drink with another man's woman. How would that look? You out with your female coworker after work having a drink, and her man roll up. Just so happened he just be going by the place where y'all at. He see y'all sitting there drinking. What are you supposed to think? How are you supposed to react? Sound like that scene from the Five Heartbeats where the brother comes in and says, I got to prove my love every night. Somebody got their behind whooped that night. Guarantee that. That's something you don't want to do, brothers. You don't want to do that. even if she insists, come on, let's just go and have a drink. No. The Bible says that I'm not supposed to do that. You got a man. I'm not supposed to do that. And some of this alcohol is real strong, man. After a couple of shots, you know, women and men act like they don't know how to act. Can't keep their hands off each other. You don't want to put yourself in that type of predicament, brothers and sisters. Look at Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, chapter 40, verse 20.
Wine and music rejoice the heart, but the love of wisdom is above them both.
You see that? It says wine and music rejoice the heart. But it says what of wisdom?
But the love of wisdom is above them both.
Check that out. It says the love of wisdom is above them both. But again, it says wine and music rejoice of the heart. So children, let me give a message out to the children. Children, if you see your parents drinking a nice glass of wine, listening to some nice music, jazz music or slow jams or whatever, leave them be. Mommy, Daddy, can I have some? Can I have some, please? Can I have a sip? What y'all listen to? Why the music talking about a lay down and hold your hand and get on somewhere? You know what I'm saying? Where you at?
I hear you. I have to put on mute. I'm laughing.
Oh, boy. Let's get 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23.
Yeah, it's loud over here. I have to have the phone on mute, but I'm cracking up. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23.
Yes.
All right, yes, sir. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities.
You see that? It says for your often infirmities. It says drink a little wine, just a little wine. For that stomach's sake, make you feel a little bit better. Make your stomach feel a little bit better. You understand that? You catching hell in the body, whether it be physically, spiritually, mentally, well, spiritually, you go to counsel. But again, you catching hell in the body or, you know, you're feeling down, feeling low. You know what I'm saying? Stomach is killing you. Just drink a little bit of wine. Make everything feel a little bit better. Get Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1.
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
It says wine is a mocker. You understand? You listen, you don't want to have wine mock you. You understand? I can still remember being an 18-year-old young man having too much to drink out in East Germantown. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters in Philadelphia. Out in East Germantown, E.G., Somerville, and talking reckless to everybody walking up and down the street. And the only reason why I ain't get my behind whooped is because my cousins in that area, they was known for their street tactics and brawling and knocking cats out. but they kept saying to my cousins, man, if that wasn't your cousin, man, he would catch it. You don't want wine to mock you, brothers and sisters. And it said, what did it say? Well, give me that part about deceiver.
And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Again, you don't want wine to deceive you. A deceiver is an imposter. You understand? You don't want wine to deceive you. I can handle this. before you know it, you falling down in the street. You understand that? Being mocked. They got you on World Star Hip Hop. You can barely walk. You falling all out in the streets and all that. That's when you're going too far with the wine. That's when you're going too far with the drink. You understand that? Give me one more scripture. The engineer is counting me down. Matthew chapter 11, verse 19. We're going to end it with that. Engineers, count me down. Matthew 11 and 19.
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children.
So again, I'm going to end it with that. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, drank wine. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Until next week, we say God bless, shalom, and good night.
Good night.